Happy New Year, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A Confederate flag was raised on the southern gateway in Wavell sometime during the night. Emergency Services Director Hal Louder said police removed the flag, which was raised without the city's knowledge or permission. The incident is under investigation. Highway Patrol Master Trooper Anthony Godwin, age 35, died of an apparent heart attack on a hunting trip Tuesday. Godwin was a Columbus County native. He was from Crusoe. Arrangements are incomplete at this time. They're being handled by Mears and Jones Funeral Home. A Wavell man shot and killed himself during a standoff with the sheriff's office Monday night. Multiple agencies responded after the man reportedly fired a shot at a deputy who was responding to a wreck. We have much more on this story on our website. Someone fired multiple shots into a home and vehicles on Clyde Norris Road Monday near Tabor City. No one was injured, but the sheriff's office said damages were in excess of $6,000. A convicted felon who fled from deputies will face federal sentencing in March. Bobby Toon pleaded guilty last week in federal court to possession of a firearm by a felon. The County Violent Crimes Task Force agent handed the case over to the federal government. The sheriff's office said Toon fled a traffic stop and led deputies on a brief chase into Stanley Circle before he fled to the vehicle. He was found hiding beside a ditch with a handgun. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Governor Josh Stein was sworn into office today, replacing Roy Cooper in the state's top slot. The Democrat Stein promised to have continued help for hurricane victims, better teacher pay, improvements to schools, and protection of personal rights. The governor's term lasts for 4 years in North Carolina, and he can succeed himself once. We're looking at some of the coldest weather in a couple of years next week, folks, and there's even the possibility, albeit a slight possibility, of some snow in Columbus County. Now, the snow chances are trending downward, so don't get too excited, but it's going to be dangerously cold. Don't need to be buying up all the milk, bread, and eggs, but this would be a good week to winterize your vehicles, check your pipes, and put a light there with that water pump. Check meteorologist Christopher Cawley's daily rundown of the weather on ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Museum of Science is going to host a walk along the Lumber River Saturday in Fair Bluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. and park at the Visitor Center. The boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You can find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, flood recovery, and the diverse species of wildlife along the river. Now, if the river walk might be a little too challenging, you can bring your little ones to the mini hike along the tree trail at the Museum of Science in Wavell. That's also going to be Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at the museum, which is located at Madison and Columbus Streets in Wavell. Now, you can find out about all that the museum has to offer. You get to look for wildlife, meet some painted life-size animals, play some games, and get outside for a while. It's always good to get outside, get some fresh air, even in wintertime. Deer and bear seasons end today in North Carolina. Big game hunters are reminded to always wear an outer garment of safety orange, such as cap or jacket. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.